Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We haven't checked in with our old friend Maury Brown in a while from Forbes. Great guy to follow on Twitter and a great guy who knows all about the numbers and business of sports. And he joins us right now. Maury, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brett. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. You enjoying the baseball season so far?
I love it. How can I not enjoy it?
Right. Me too. Feel the same way. Right now, we always kind of talk about certain metrics to measure sports popularity when you're on, no matter the sport. Right now, baseball kind of at the traditional first marker of the season through the Memorial Day holiday weekend. How is baseball doing as far as attendance and ratings right now, both locally and nationally?
Well, they're doing fine, Brad. I mean, they're doing as well as you would expect at this time of the year. I mean, there's some competition on the dial, but for certain markets, I mean, they're beating some of the playoffs that are going on and during certain times of the day on regional sports networks. This kind of gets into the regionalization and the popularity of sports. And we may talk and expand upon this, but I mean, the real change in television really has been that, you know, if you live in a particular market, you now can pretty much watch any of your favorite teams on television. It didn't always used to be like that. And so because of that, I think the local ratings for certain teams that are, of course, doing well in the standings are going to be more popular. If you don't have a basketball team or your team is already out of the playoffs, then it's probably likely that your regular season baseball is going to be doing better in terms of the ratings.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There are a few markets right now, both attendance and ratings-wise, that have been in trouble for a while. We know about the teams in Florida, and that problem doesn't seem to be getting any better for those two cities, but you can say that about a lot of professional sports franchises in Florida throughout the years. Baseball's no different, although the Rays do pretty well on television. And then look at the Cleveland Indians these days, and they got off to a terrible start. Their attendance numbers these last few years, despite some successes, seem to be in big trouble there. But all in all, to enter the Rob Manfred era, the health of the game is pretty good, you would say?
I would, and it's one of those things that even before Manfred took over, I mean, your attendance is really going to be buoyed by how things went last season. And in that, I mean, normally season ticket sales and whatnot really are going to drive it. Television, on the other hand, is quite different. I mean, you mentioned the Rays having fairly strong ratings, and that's always an interesting topic of discussion, whether people just aren't willing to go out and watch them play because of the venue. But you mentioned the Indians, and the Indians are a real problem in the sense that, you know, it's not always the best weather there. In April and May, and it just becomes difficult for them. And they've just had with the exception of a couple of blips here and there in terms of making the playoffs, they just haven't been able to really, you know, pull anything together. And I think that makes it difficult to bring attendance together. But overall, I mean, strong markets are doing well. I mean, you know, you want to have the Dodgers always doing well because it's a large facility. And it's in baseball's second largest market. You always want to see the Yankees doing well. And you would like to see the Mets doing well. And so, you know, once again, it always kind of gravitates to the larger markets. And right now it seems to be holding really well. It's up about 1% or 2%, which, you know, I mean, it was pretty strong last year. Given that there haven't been any new ballparks built recently, which was a huge contributor to artificially inflating attendance, I think it's doing very well. So, you know, once again, I don't think that there's anything, you know, doom and gloom about it, especially as bad as the winter was. I was really anticipating it to be much worse, and it seems to be doing quite well.
Maury Brown from Forbes is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Maury, it's interesting. Rob Manfred, if nothing else so far, has been a very aggressive commissioner and throwing out a lot of ideas. Some I would deem wacky and borderline crazy. I'm not in favor of eliminating shifts and I'm not in favor of reinstating Pete Rose. That's my personal opinion on those matters. I don't like clocks in baseball. I'm a purist in that sense. But I appreciate the fact he's throwing a lot of stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. I mean, he's not just sitting back. And I think baseball does need to be aggressive in tapping into the younger markets and trying to always find new people and new fans. I think that's imperative. You can't just sit back and expect people to find you in 2015. It does not work that way for anybody. Dare I say, not even the NFL anymore. But one thing that I really like to see play out, and I am very intrigued by how this could go, and I really have no feeling about it one way or another, but that's shortening the season, going back to a different number, maybe 154, maybe even smaller. What's your sense of that?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen, Brad. And it's going to be one of those reasons for it's going to come down to the money. And sadly, I mean, really, you know, you're talking about taking some games off of not only, you know, in terms of attendance, you're talking about taking away some television games, and that's going to impact things. It would add some flexibility for travel and certainly help the players. You could say, well, it'll go ahead and it opens up the opportunity to expand the playoffs, and there certainly is that. But once again, I think that there will always be the teams that are like, look, you know, very rarely are teams year in and year out in the playoffs unless you happen to be the Cardinals or somebody like that who's
right.
able to pull it together year in and year out. So they're like, well, you're basically going to have me lose, you know, eight games. And I think that, you know, you start to get into something like that, it really boils down to the bottom line. That's the real reason for it. The players, of course, I think would love it. You know, this gets really dicey. You threw in, it didn't seem like much, but you threw in those wild card games now in each of the leagues, and you start throwing in, you know, making up rainout games, and suddenly guys are traversing, you know, crossing the country all the time trying to make up games, and it just wears them out. It would wear anybody out.
I agree.
So I think that they're trying to figure out a way to do that, but I just don't think that, I think that in concept they like the idea. I think that when it boils down to actually implementing it, until they can figure out a way to really make up revenues, and that's where that playoff thing might come in, where they could get some extra television. Maybe they could do it that way, but you'd have to figure out a way to offset all 30 clubs, and that, I think, is where the difficulty is.
Yeah, and I'm not in favor of expanding the playoffs. I really am not. I think you don't want to water down NBA or NHL situation when it comes to the Major League Baseball playoffs. So these are all interesting things to keep an eye on right now as Rob Manfred tries to not only get his feet wet, but try and, I think, leave his mark on the game. Maury Brown from Forbes is with us right now. We'll step away. We'll take a quick break with Maury. We'll come back. We will look at the ratings so far for the NHL, or I should say the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs, and talk a little more baseball at this measuring stick of Memorial Day weekend and beyond here on WBAL News Radio 1090.